Okay, everybody, let's say you like cooking or that you're pretty good at cooking. You know your way around the kitchen somewhat. Or you're just a fan of like cooking shows. You know, that can be you too. One thing you always notice is that there are a lot of seasonings that can go into cooking, right? But what you also may know is that not all seasons blend well, right? Salt, pepper, oregano, paprika, garlic powder, garlic salt, basil, thyme, rosemary, all these things can be found in someone's cupboard or cabinet shelf, counter, rack, something. But you know that when they're cooking a particular dish, they sprinkle a little bit of this, sprinkle a little bit of that, but they don't touch those. In another dish, they might use three different seasonings and say, well, hey, I'm gonna use this, use that, whatever. Everybody has their recipe. And usually, if you follow their recipe or if you follow their directions, it turns out okay. And some people know, like, well, no, you know what I did instead of that? I added a pinch of this. I added a little bit of this. I saw the recipe, but I added my little flavor to it. That's how education is. When we pursue bachelor's degrees in college, we are following the recipe on how to become something, right? If I wanted to become a nurse, I follow the recipe on how to become a nurse. If I wanted to become a teacher, I follow the recipe on how to be an effective teacher. If I wanted to be an engineer, I follow the recipe on how to become an engineer. But a lot of times, once we get a bachelor's degree, what some people fall into the thinking of is how can I advance myself? Oh, let me think. I need to go for a master's degree. That's not always the case. All right. I equate master's degrees to those people who know how to follow the recipe, but also know when to flow off the recipe, when to add a little pinch to something. When somebody be like, ooh, you know what? When I made this, it tastes all right, but when you make it, oh my gosh, when you make it, it's something about when you do it. What do you do? And they'll be like, well, you know, I got my secrets. I had a little bit of something to it, but you know, I can't tell you what it is. That's master's degree level to me. And sometimes we can get caught up as students and adults and realize, like, oh man, you know, this career is going fine, but it's not going the way I want it. I need to go back to graduate school. Why? Or you said, well, I know I'm going to graduate school to advance myself, but you get caught up in, well, I'm going to pursue a master's degree in the same field as my bachelor's degree. Now, don't get me wrong, and let me sidestep a little bit. There are certain degrees where that is absolutely positively necessary and okay. The concentrations may be different, but it seems like, oh, that's the same degree. If I had a bachelor's degree in psychology, but I have a master's degree in psychology, you're like, oh, that's the same degree. Yeah, but maybe their master's degree is in sports psychology, psychoanalytical aspects of something, something. You know, it's something that complements the bachelor's degree. If you flow back to the recipe analogy, there are certain seasonings that just don't go well together. It can make something too salty, too bland, too spicy. You know, you just don't blend everything. And sometimes we can think, oh, if I get this bachelor's degree and go for a master's degree, I'm automatically gonna have the job I want, the income I want, the life I want, and that's not necessarily true. And a lot of times you see students feel like, well, man, you know, I don't wasted all this money and time. Why isn't it working out for me? Because you did not blend well. Instead of saying, okay, is this the only master's degree I should get or you know, with this particular bachelor's degree, or is there another avenue that will propel me to my goals and help me achieve my dreams that is different from the bachelor's degree? But complements it well, that blends well with it. Is there something that blends well with it? I have a bachelor's degree in a health profession, but because I enjoy the clinical aspect of teaching students and giving them tips on how to become good at what I do. You know, I'm an X-ray tech. I have a degree in radiologic sciences. And it's not that you have to have a bachelor's degree in that, but I was already at the school and I changed my major to it. And I was like, well, hey, this seems like a great field for me. I like bones. I like orthopedics. I watch sports a lot. I like to see how people get, I don't like to see them get injured. That was wrong. But I would like to see how they rehab from it and how the surgeries go from it. So when I had a chance to learn how, oh, that's how ankle surgeries are done. That's what happens when they're scoping out their knee. Oh, that's what happens when you get a total knee replacement and all these things. It just was like, wow, this is great. So I love what I do, but I also love being on the instruction side of it. And being a clinical pre, me be more involved with students in that realm. And so for me, when I say, oh, I want to go back to school because I see myself going into the teaching realm later on in life, but let me start building that now, it didn't make sense for me to pursue a degree in radiologic sciences on a master's level. I didn't want it that way. I wanted something that I could venture out of radiologic sciences and use in different realms and avenues. I can use my degree in a classroom. I can use my degree in a nonprofit setting. I can use my degree in multiple ways. I have a master's degree in adult education and community leadership. Why did I pursue that one? Because it's different from radiologic sciences, but it's the salt to the pepper. You see what I'm saying? It blends. It's my Italian seasoning when I'm making pasta. It's like, whoa, let me see a little bit of this garlic powder in here. Where's my basil? Where's my rosemary? Where's my thyme? Where's my oregano? Let me put some of this in there. Where's the parsley? Let me add some of that to it. You see what I'm saying? It's about how you blend to the bachelor's degree, not make more of the same dish. Not saying that those who go into a master's degree at radiologic sciences are not doing great. I know some who pursued it and they're doing wonderfully, but that's their pot. That's their blend. Those are their taste buds. That's their flavor. Everybody's flavor doesn't work for everyone else. And so if you went into a field like, oh, I have a bachelor's degree in English. Okay, is your master's degree in English? What is that for? Or are you pursuing a master's degree in maybe English but creative writing, English in fine arts, English in higher composition, something other than just, oh, I just want another degree in the same thing that I have. I know teachers who, oh, I have a bachelor's degree in early childhood education. When they went back for a master's degree, middle grades education, higher administration, educational leadership. Why would they go for a master's degree in early childhood education unless, and there's a positive unless in this, unless they knew for a fact that, listen, all I want to do is teach the little ones, and I applaud them every day. I really do. I think they are the most underrated professions. Of all professions, teachers, yes, I really do. Oh my gosh. So don't take what I'm saying as a slight. It's their goal set. That's their pot. But often you see people going back to graduate school for a pot that they didn't enjoy before they went to graduate school. You didn't like the dish when it was just the bachelor's degree. And so now you're trying to convince me that you're gonna like that same dish on a master's degree level. What changed? Did your taste buds change? Did your cooking methods change? Did you get better pots? Do you know how to work the stove better? What happened? Why is this recipe better? I don't understand that part. For some, it works. For many, it doesn't. Many people say, well, man, you know, I have a bachelor's degree in this. Went for a master's degree in that. Okay, but what's the problem? I still can't find a job in my field. Maybe you boxed yourself in. Maybe you did not need to pursue the same area with a different degree. But you know what also I look at? That master's degree? That master's degree is that pinch. That master's degree is that extra oomph. And sometimes we forget that it's up to us to put the oomph. Bachelor's degree show me what it is to be a radiologic tech. But a master's degree in or out of that field shows me that I know how to work the pot. I know how to add the oomph when I need to add the oomph. I know when I don't need to add the extra pinch or the extra portion. Master's degrees are about how you work it, not how the skill set is being worked. if that makes sense. Bachelor's degrees show you this step by step gets you to that particular job or career. Master's degree says, listen, I've cooked this way long enough. Time for a little pizzazz. Time for a little flavor that says this is distinct to me. If you've ever watched those cooking shows, they can have the same dish for everybody, but they don't look the same because somebody knew when to add a pinch of that, how to complement it with this, how to spice it up with that. And you have four different plates of the same ingredient. That's graduate school. Everybody who pursues a master's degree a master's degree in English literature have some type of proficient background in English literature. But are they going to write the same paper? No. Each of them are going to have their own flavor that brings their knowledge, their experiences, their scope, their vision to the forefront. That's what graduate school is for. Graduate school is not a bailout for the job you didn't get for a bachelor's degree. That's not what master's degrees are for. Master's degrees are for, let me challenge myself to take my career in my own hands to the next level. Now, with doing that, did you research whether it was going to increase your pay? Did you research whether it was going to require more than what you were willing to give? If I didn't like writing papers before, why would I put myself in a situation to write more papers? Or if I didn't do well at writing papers, why would I try to pursue more at writing papers? It's just what it is. So I'm not discouraging anyone. Please understand, I'm not discouraging anyone from pursuing graduate school if that's the case. But make sure you understand what your recipe entails. If your recipe to become something involves graduate school, put your own pizzazz on that thing. Make it a dish all your own, so when people see the flavor and see the taste, they know, like, oh, man, he put his foot in it. Oh, man. They see the flavors. Boy, they can smell it a mile away. You know what? He's walking in the door smelling like new money. I can sense the aroma. I can taste it as if I ate it already. Boy, I know that thing going to be nice when he joins that company, because now he's bringing a level of experience that no one else had. Or in a different light than what others had. But I cringe when I hear people like, well, hey, I have a bachelor's degree in X and I'm getting a master's degree in X. Can you add a little bit of Y to that? Can you add a little bit of Z to that? Please? Recipes are a guideline. Add your own flavors to it. You'll see how it turns out. And if it doesn't work, go back to what you already have, that same degree and that same recipe. Try a different flavor. Try a pinch. Talk to people who pinched before you. But before you spend tens of thousands of dollars on an advanced degree that may or may not increase your pay, but give you more heartache trying to get it, think about the recipe analogy. Do I like to cook? Am I good at this? Is my first recipe fine enough? If I try to advance it past this, will it make the flavors bland? Will it make it too spicy? Will it make it just right? Look at all sides of it before you just automatically say, well, because I don't have a job in my field, I'm getting this master's degree. Flip the coin over. Hope that helps. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.